Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. We're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. Hey, Butch.
Hey, Melody. How's Melody today?
Oh, just fantastic. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, as always. Yep, as always. Just trying to get...
Anytime I get a woman in a good mood, I'm happy.
Oh, please. Oh, please. Here we go again.
Oh, I get so again.
You know, in today's world, I could get you for something, I'm sure, for making that statement.
Well, we'd have to go back and forth on that one, then, wouldn't we? What you said to me before, but anyway. You go ahead. I'll be quiet now. I need to laugh, and I got it, so I'm happy.
You be quiet.
I'll do my best.
Really?
Yeah, at least two or three
we
minutes.
We don't want you quiet.
I've been told to shut up before.
Sometimes we do. What?
Oh, gracious.
Oh, mercy, mercy. Do we really have to do a program today?
Well, we could take a nap if you want to, I guess. I can always do that. See, I'm in a lounge chair, and I'll be out in 10 minutes, so it's okay.
Well, we could just talk. We can just talk.
We can do that. Yeah, let people just call in and talk with us and share their thoughts.
Yeah. Well, anyway, let's share gold's thoughts for today. You have gold up $4.40 at $1,798.60. We did touch $1,800, but couldn't hold it. Silver was down 10 cents at $24.15. Platinum was up, down 18 at 1,018. Palladium was down 52 at 2,036. USDX today is down 0.10 at 93.85. Crude oil was down 251 at 82.14. Paper markets today. Oh, let's see. The Dow was down 266 points at 35,490. The S&P was down 23 at 4,551. The NASDAQ was basically unchanged, 15,235. Asia was negative all the way across. Ooh, I haven't had a chance to look at the markets today, and I'm a little surprised. Not surprised, but all of Europe was down, too. So Europe, Asia, U.S., basically the NASDAQ should be down, but it was only up 0.12, so that doesn't even register anything. So kind of interesting. All world markets were negative. 10-year yield, 1.53. So that's really dropped, 1.536%. And so kind of interesting. I guess the earnings season is losing some steam. They had a big rally, I guess, with tech and everything. But, you know, get to the real world, which is not tech, but the real world. And things have not been as rosy. So we'll have to continue to see. We have GDP coming out, I think, tomorrow. So it should prove to be an interesting day tomorrow, Butch. And normally we have Wendy Wilson joining us on Wednesday. She could not make it, so you just have me and Butch today. I know.
I hear him crying now.
Yeah, oh, I do. Me too. And I'm going to let you take over because I've been talking so much, I'm sort of losing my voice a little bit. So I will.
I'm not going to say a word. Not in that direction. I'm just not going there today.
You didn't say hallelujah?
No, I'm just thinking in 50 years, it's never happened to my wife, Marcia, but maybe, I don't know. You know? Oh, my goodness.
There are so many crazy things out there going on.
There are.
But,
you know, I just think you're talking about the price of oil went down two something today. Our price of gasoline went up 15 cents overnight. It's now $3.39.9, $3.40 a gallon for regular.
Yeah.
I mean, the gasoline price going up, oil's come down a little bit. That won't reflect in the gasoline prices. If it continues going down, which I don't think it will, but if it did, it would take it probably a month to reflect in our prices. But the price going up takes about one day. That's exactly. All you need to know how they can do that. You know, it really. I mean, mm-hmm. Amazes. I mean, think of the billions they made by holding the price up where it was, even though the price of crude is down. They hold it for 2 or 3 weeks or a month. Just think of the money they made from that. The oil companies and the vendors, actually. I mean, mm-hmm. It's amazing. So, but yeah, gasoline here, the regular gas is $3.399. I don't know how that is up your way. Some places it's really inexpensive. Other places more expensive. But the cheapest you can find in our area right now is about $3.15. About the cheapest area in our state. So it's over $3, I'd say, about everywhere, wouldn't you?
I would think so. Absolutely. So I'd say $3.50 plus. Probably on average.
That's just a sign, folks, of things to come cost-wise for us. Not just what we pay for fuel, but what you're going to pay for goods in the stores, no matter what it may be. I don't care whether it's lumber or groceries or whatever, electricity. All that's going to go up in prices. You can count on that. Because when energy prices go up, everything has to. Everything depends on energy to be produced, delivered, and that's just the way it is. And I don't like it. But it is the way it is. So, Mel, anything you want to add to that?
No, I mean, it's, you know, even if we see prices go down, it's still, your dollar is buying less. And that's the fact. They can fool us into thinking, you know, things are less and so forth, but your dollar continues to buy less as long as we have a fiat currency, period. Simple as that.
Well, then no choice. They cannot keep us a steady price range with the fiat currency. It's impossible. It can't be done. In the history of man, it's never been done. I said on the program last night, you know, the dollar works because we have faith that it's an item to purchase with. We mm-hmm. have faith in the dollar. That's why it works. We could use seashells or pieces of coal or anything that you'd get the public to have faith in. We could use any medium of exchange you want to. As long as the people believed in it, couldn't we?
Right, right.
So the only thing that makes it work, I mean, I'm being polite here, the people are too dumb to know the difference. That's the truth. And I'm part of it. I'm not throwing stones. I didn't for years either. We have paper fiat currency that is valued at nothing, trading it for things that are worth something, and in the real world, that's theft. That's fraud. It is, folks. In the real world, by law, that is fraud. But we don't know, and they're not going to tell us. As long as we have faith in that piece of paper, we'll keep buying a gallon of gas for $3.50. We'll keep buying a loaf of bread for $3 because that's what they say we use, and it's got to be good because the store takes it. We've been passing that fraud around in this country now since 1964. And it's just been perpetrated over and over every year on the people of this country and actually around the world. The dollar has been hyped up and been backed by oil. So they used it as a medium of exchange worldwide because oil backed it. That's no longer the case in most places. So now the dollar actually worldwide losing value here also. But we still think it's a real thing, so we still use it. It takes more of them, but we still use it. And it's, in essence, there's no difference between that and using a credit card or cryptocurrency. It's all fake. It's all fake. At least with a paper dollar, you get something to hold in your hand. With a credit card, nothing. Cryptocurrency, nothing. It's a digit. But it's all fiat. There's no value exchanging there. It's a credit system that offers credit for credit and for goods and more credit for more goods to the point that the credit becomes almost worthless. But we still try to exchange it for goods because that's all we know to use. And they frown upon us making our own money. Our money will be just as good as their money. We can make it on a copy machine. It'll be just as valuable as a dollar bill. The only difference is we don't have any faith in what we make. And they won't allow it. So we use their fake money. Mel, is that making sense to you?
It does. Unfortunately, it does. You know what I mean? It is. It is just a simple process, and many people don't understand. They don't get it. They continue to just see as the single dollar as long as it's accepted. That's all they care about. That's all they want to know. And
well, it makes life easier. And the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 1:11 or 1:8, I think it is. I'm sorry, that with wisdom comes knowledge. With wisdom comes sorrow. With knowledge comes grief. In other words, the more you know the truth, sometimes the more it breaks your heart. When you realize that for at least 5 decades, we haven't had 6 decades, we haven't had any money. And no money in our pockets. We've had fiat currency. When you finally realize that and you think, gee, no wonder prices are going up, it kind of upsets you a little bit because you realize we've been duped over and over again and still are. And that's in 6 decades of this country with no real money to change hands. That's what America is today. And that's why we're paying $3.50 a gallon gas.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a caller. We have Robert in Washington calling us, state of Washington.
Okay.
Hi, Robert. Welcome to the program.
Robert. Howdy, guys. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling in from Washington State. I'm originally from Sydney, Australia, but
well, we couldn't have told that by your accent at all.
Thank you.
I love it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I've been listening to your program, Pastor Butch Paul, for, well over a year now, and you've become like part of our family here where we live in eastern Washington. And I just wanted to let you know, keep up the good work. I believe we always need to support our pastors and leaders in our community for them to feel encouraged that they're doing the Lord's work. And I was saved last year by the blood of Jesus, and I met my wife here, and she brought me to the cross, but in the end, Jesus did his works through her and me, and it's a miraculous feeling to be saved and born again.
Amen. Amen. What a testimony.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert, sharing that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, you keep up the good work, and you too, Melanie, and I enjoy your program with my family every evening when we put it on in the Western time slot. We don't listen to it too much live, but I've been saying to myself, I'm going to call through earlier one of these days and take a break in my day and put a few minutes aside just to say hello and try and get hold of you, because I think you're in Eastern Seaboard time, not on Central.
That's
am I correct?
That's correct.
Eastern,
I'm Eastern time. Well, we appreciate it,
Melanie,
Robert.
You operate out of Montana as well, or did you call through like on the timeline we work on as well?
No, I'm Eastern time. I'm Eastern.
Eastern time. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you both, and keep up the good work, and God bless
Alrighty.
You both.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, Robert.
What
a sweet call. That was so sweet.
Yeah, that was.
Just call and say thanks. Now, that makes you feel like maybe you're doing something worthwhile once in a while, doesn't it?
How about it?
Thank you for the call, Robert. You know, we're talking about quarter of the dollar, and I think it's time to move on from that. I think you made all the points you make, because we don't have money, people. Get over that. Your Social Security checks are not money. IRAs, 401ks are not money. They're paper. They're digits. They're not money. But let's move on, because this doesn't make a difference. Plunge in exports to shipments sparks U.S. GDP downgrades, economy on verge of contraction. Now, didn't you say tomorrow they're going to come out with the GDP numbers?
Yes. Yes.
Could be interesting.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. All right.
Could be interesting to see what happens. But anyway, U.S. economic data took a double hit this morning with a contraction in durable goods orders. And perhaps even more notably, the U.S. merchandise trade deficit widened to a fresh record, another record, in September as exports retreated for the first time in 7 months. The goods trade deficit increased by $8.1 billion in September, much more than expected, to $96.3 billion. Wow. It appears this, the container ship crisis is starting to blow back into the economy as the value of imports rose 0.5% to $238.4 billion, spurred by a 3.6% increase in the value of capital goods shipments, while exports fell 4.7% from a record high in August to $142.2 billion, driven by a 9.9% decline in the value of outward shipments of industrial supplies and 3.6% drop in capital goods. Folks, that doesn't speak well of the U.S. economy at all. It doesn't. I mean, Melody, I really hadn't considered that part, but that should weigh heavily on the GDP output, shouldn't it?
You'd think. Just depends on how much they want to lie.
Well, no, we know they would never do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend that.
They would never do that. But you know, we're laughing about that, but that is serious. It is. Now, we've been running a deficit, gosh, as long as I can remember now. But it keeps growing. And folks, a lot of that we did because one thing is the inflation of the American dollar to us from goods shipped in makes a big difference also, doesn't it, Melody?
Yes.
A big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is kind of a big also thing. Amid a computer chip and car parts shortage, and listen to this, General Motors' third quarter profits fell 40%. GM, 40%. General Motors reported Wednesday that its third quarter net income plummeted 40% as it struggled against production constraints and thin new car inventory. The auto industry has faced a global shortage of semiconductor chips since February. The chips are used in many car parts, and without them, production at many GM plants has either slowed or stopped completely, leaving dealers' new cars lots bare. And I know that for a fact, folks. Even in our area, they say that there are not a whole lot of new cars available. The automaker reported a net income of $2.4 billion, down from $4 billion in a year-ago period. Its adjusted earnings before interest and taxes was $3 billion, down from $5.3 billion. Revenue sank 25%. Wow. 25%. So this is over a year, folks, a 40% decline in profits for GM. That's big. GM is huge itself. It used to be the saying, as GM goes, so goes the country. That is a huge decrease in profits, 40%. Can you imagine on your budget, if your income was cut 40%? I know GM has other assets they can work around. I'm sure they're going to survive it somehow.
Yeah, it's called the federal government.
Yeah, daggone it. I keep forgetting about them. They never call me and say, if I need any help, though. But anyway. But 40% drop is a huge drop in a year's time. What does the future hold in that? I don't know. But it affects jobs a lot of places. It does.
It certainly does. And we're heading into a break right now, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back right after these short messages.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. freedomradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back from our break. This program is brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for our weekly newsletter. And
okay.
Yeah.
And I just was impressed with Robert's phone call. Thank you, Robert. I want you to know that really blessed Winnie and I, Melly and I both. Thanks for the call. Now, back to some articles I think interesting, because this is, who would have thought this? Florida wants truckers, offers up to $110,000 a year, plus a $15,000 signing bonus. Melly, that's pretty good money. Six-figure income, not a bad deal, is it?
I'll see you in Florida.
There you go. $110,000 annual salary, up to that much, with a $15,000 bonus to sign up. So you're talking about $35,000 a year. So that's $125,000 a year, I'm sorry. So that is a huge paycheck. But truckers are key to delivering products to consumers around the United States, and Florida is hoping to hire more in the state to help restore the broken nationwide supply chain. And, you know, I'd say this. This situation has certainly come out to benefit the workers in this country. I mean, no matter what the cause of it was, it's benefited the workers big time. According to the American Truck Association, the industry is facing a shortage of an estimated 80,000 drivers. A Jacksonville, Florida television station reported on how the state is trying to attack truckers. Trying to attack, I think it's supposed to be a track. But it says trying to attack truckers. Okay. That was not a good print. Including distributor Cisco, which is offering salaries up to $110,000 a year and a $15,000 bonus. News 4 interviewed Florida truck driver Thomas Glass, who said not only are drivers getting good deals, his company's paying referral bonuses. Now listen to this. I like this. The bonus has been between $3,000 to $5,000 just to refer somebody to drive. So, Mel, if you talk somebody and taking the job, you get $3,000 to $5,000 extra.
Not a bad bonus.
Gee, there you go. We can go to Florida and tell them that we talked to each other and go on the drive. We get a bonus on top of that. Okay.
And then we can quit.
Then we can quit. It's a good career, Glass said. It's going to allow you to see some things you've never seen before. You're going to experience some things you've never experienced before. ABC reported on the role trucks play in the U.S. Supply chain. Brad Ball has been in the truck industry for 25 years and now leads Roadmaster Driver School. He said the truck driver shortage had been an issue prior to the pandemic. We have trucking companies calling me every single day, calling our schools every single day, trying to figure out how to hire more drivers. Ball says even with incentives like higher pay and tuition reimbursement, it's hard to find help. ABC Action News checked the job site. Listing site Indeed, there are nearly 1,200 open truck driver jobs in Tampa, Florida alone. So, folks, I don't know how you feel about truck driving. I never particularly cared for it. I did a little bit of it, didn't particularly like it. But that's not a bad income, $110,000 a year. You could support a family that pretty well right now. With the sign-in bonuses, I'm sure that's going to include all the benefits like insurances and paid holidays and all that also. So, for a man that maybe doesn't have a PhD or whatever in some other areas, driving truck is not a bad way to make a living. I have some of my friends do that, and they don't get wealthy, but they're doing quite well, I do believe. So that's the way it is, looking for work in America today. And not only that, are they looking for truck drivers in Florida with that kind of pay? Now, you listen to this, Melody. Desperate to find more staff, some fast food restaurants are recruiting customers. I ain't making that up. Would you like fries with
are
that?
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
You're not making that?
I'm not CBS. This is not Chicago CBS. They wouldn't lie to us.
Oh, not Chicago, no.
Would you like fries with that? Or how about a job? See, a fast food chain is pitching not just fried chicken, but employment opportunities to every customer they serve. I'm laughing, but, you know, this, it's an idea. It may work. So they're offering employment opportunities to every customer they serve. You know, and I am getting to be an old man, but last summer, I can't remember what it was, I was offered a job in a restaurant, anyone I wanted, and I don't cook, and they're waiting tables. So I don't know what I was going to do, but I could have got a job there. But anyway, when restaurants all over town are looking for workers, it's time to think outside the to-go box. We're starting at $15 an hour. How much do you make at your job right now? Kobe Ledette, a Raising Cane's supervisor, asked a customer. Raising Cane's employees are approaching customers at their Naperville dining room and drive-through, asking them to apply and even handing out their hiring cards. Ledette is one of about 100 Dallas-based employees who have been temporarily relocated to help with recruitment efforts. He's on the corporate staff, but a couple weeks ago, he hopped behind the restaurant so the Naperville dining room could stay open on Friday night. Good. He gets by the corporate staff and gets behind to see what real people are doing for a living. He yeah. got behind the counter and started serving the customers to stay open Friday nights. And restaurants around here, one of a family restaurant, been in business for years and years, at least 40 years, started closing on Sundays because they couldn't find staff on Sundays. People didn't want to work on weekends. So this guy said, I'll just get behind the counter and work myself. So walk into a restaurant, you may be offered a job. There you go, Melody. I know you're excited about that.
Oh, absolutely. Can't wait. But you know what? It is. You know, we talked about wages for the truckers, and we're constantly seeing wages rise. I think I saw Costco. Let me see if I can pull that up here real quick. They're looking to increase wages to starting wages to $17 an hour.
Mm.
And this is going to actually the raise went into effect on October 25th, and they had raised their minimum wage to $16 just in February of this year from $15. So the only reason they're raising, you know, their wages is to get people to work and trying to get a little bit better employee. So it seems like workers now are demanding better pay and benefits in this tight labor market. But as you always say, it trickles down.
Yes, it does.
It's going to trickle down to the customer at Costco. That's what happens. And so, I mean, I'm glad wages are rising, but what people aren't talking about, you can raise wages to $20 an hour. But it's not going to offset the inflation that we've already experienced. There's still going to be a struggle. And it's as simple as that. So kudos. I'm glad they're making more. But Costco does seem to be doing a good job. This article says that more than half of the employees make over $25 an hour.
Wow.
So, but Costco has a reputation for being one of the best retail businesses to work for. And they rank among companies with the happiest employees. So that's great. But
it is great. But that's a big but. That's a, I know I want the right thing to say. But that's a big stipulation there really is. Oh, my bad choice of words. But anyway, if you've been into a restaurant lately, fast food or sit down restaurants. All right, folks, I'm trying to move on. You obviously know the increase in prices in a restaurant. Have you not, Melody?
Yes, I have.
Okay. I'm going to quit laughing long enough. But anyway, oh, my. I think my face turned red. Good thing it's radio. But fast food restaurants have really skyrocketed in price. And I hate to even go through there to even pick up a, I don't know, sometimes I love jalapeno poppers. I do love them. I do. And they're very expensive now for five or six of them, so I don't get through it very often. But again, the employees are making more money, and that's all wonderful, but it does trickle down to the one who pays the final tab. That's us. It always does. It always will. No matter what you say and how you look at it, it ends up back in our pocket. Companies don't soak it up. They can't. They're in there for a profit. They don't want to lose profit any more than you want to lose your money. So the cost is passed down to you and I. Always remember that the consumer and the taxpayer is the ones who are liable for the debt of companies, corporations, and governments. Remember that. I'm going to pay the bills. You can look at it any other way you want to, but it can write down to me and you. Melody, that's about as clear as I can put it.
Exactly. And it's true. And, you know, so, yeah, better wages are great, but it's not going to help. They have to address the problem, the real problem. And just increasing wages, I mean, heck, people don't want to work. So when are people going to go back to work? What is going to make them go back to work?
One, haven't all the benefits, the extra benefits, been cut off now for everybody?
No, not really. No.
Not really? Okay.
Nope.
I did not know that.
Some of them have, but not all of them.
Mm-mm. But now the rent, the halt on paying rent, that's all gone now. The people are having to pay rent again. All that's back to being normal now?
But some of that, there's some areas that they'll still pay. And what Biden is trying to pass, there's coverage in there. So there's other things that overlap some of it to where people still qualify and so forth. Wait, we haven't heard anything? I mean, there was, what, millions of people that are about to lose their homes?
Yep.
So, no, there's still assistance out there. Yesterday, we talked about Chicago. It irritated me. Chicago's looking to do a UBI, Universal Basic Income, $500. It's like, hey, how about creating jobs? Is what I said yesterday. Create some jobs. Don't give people the money. Or how about, hey, you always need people who mow the grass on the highways or pick up trash or, you know, how about some civil service that these people can do for $500? Put them back to work.
They consider that inhumane. And I'm not making it up. Years ago, there's about 2 hours northeast of me, there's a Huttonsville Correctional Center. It was state, and I think it's federal. But when I was a little boy, though, they had quite a bit of land right in the valley bottom, right along the river, rich soil. And the predators went out, and they raised most of their food, potatoes and corn and peas. They had a huge garden bottom. When they were out working the garden, there were guards along the highway, along the guardrails, watching the predators work in the fields. They raised their food, and the predators liked it. They enjoyed getting outside. They liked it. But some liberal idiot said, well, this is inhumane. They shouldn't have to do this, raise their own food, even though the predators liked it. We can't do this. This is inhumane treatment. And I have been puzzled by that ever since. Why is it inhumane for people to raise their own food, teach them how to do something besides sit in the cell and watch TV? Why is it inhumane to let them go out and exercise themselves and do something they enjoy? Maybe this doesn't make any sense at all, does it?
No, it really doesn't. But, I mean, it's just, you know, the Chicago mayor, she was talking about, she wanted to do this because she remembered as she was growing up that the challenges her family had and what the challenges her parents had. And, you know, it's all woe is me. And it's like, okay, I get that. But what, you wanted people to give you a handout? Just because, you know, a lot of people live paycheck to paycheck.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I did when I was younger.
Absolutely, we did.
Sure,
too.
I think every young person lives paycheck to paycheck. What gives us the right to not do that unless you want to go and go through the schooling and go? And when you don't live, you sacrifice, and that's what no one wants to do.
No,
I mean I don't. You know, it's not fun to sacrifice something, but a lot of
life.
People.
It's life.
It's life.
And it's how dare we demand somebody else pay for us? That's what they're doing. They're demanding people pay for them. That who are we to demand, I don't want to sacrifice, you pay me?
Yeah.
Absurd. That is pure communism.
Yep.
That's what that is. Pure communism. And I know people want to hear that talk, but it doesn't change the fact that when you force somebody to pay something they don't want to pay, that is theft. It's like property taxes going to public schools. I don't like public schools. I put my children in homeschool and private schools. I still had to pay property tax. I had to pay for public schools. And though I don't believe in it, I had to pay it. That's where it goes. And Jefferson said something along the lines that the worst kind of tyranny is make somebody pay for something that they don't believe in. Well, yeah. I don't believe in handouts that people are too lazy to work. I hand up, I don't mind. I hand out, I don't like.
Yes, agreed.
So that's just that easy. That's simple. It's not complicated. But, you know, we're talking about Chicago paying the UBI. Listen to this. Now, this is, folks, this is really news. To fight, I'm going to read the headline, it'll be about break time, but to fight rising murder rate, city fined, mentor, and pay likely shooters. To fight rising murder rate, more cities fined, mentor, and pay likely shooters. Advanced Peace Frisco attempts to steer gang members who commit the most shootings away from the crime, but opponents say Stippens send the wrong message. They want to pay the people not to shoot somebody. This is in California, of course, but other states doing the same thing. Early this year, a 17-year-old named Devrick Hill, was arrested on suspicion of firing multiple firearms out of a car in a conflict between gang members. He was also recruited for a program that provides mentoring, job training, and a stipend of up to $1,000 a month in exchange for meeting goals that steer them away from violence, like completing classes or getting a job. Okay, help them get a job, that's fine. But why are you paying them? The program called Advanced Peace Frisco is trying to reverse a rising murder rate by offering fellowships to people identified as most likely to be involved in shootings. How do you identify that for sure? How do you know they're going to go out and do a shooting, so we're going to give you $1,000 a month not to do that? And we're going to finish it at the break, folks. This isn't done by any means. But this is how insane our country become. We pay them not to shoot people. Gee. And it's break time.
Yes, it is. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk truthandtalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And welcome back. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And we're talking about how we can get $1,000 from San Francisco.
Yeah.
Maybe if can we text them saying, hey,
well, I'll tell Melody, she is a potential shooter. She wants $1,000 a month. But
no,
anyway.
Don't say that. No. Not even on the radio. No.
Well, I think people know that's insane no matter how you look at it. But this whole idea is insane. But said nationwide homicide rose 30% in 2020 from the year earlier, according to Federal Bureau of Investigation data. More cities are trying to address the problem by focusing on small groups of people responsible for outsized amounts of gun violence. In Oakland, California, the criminologist found in 2019 a report that 0.5% of the city's population was responsible for the majority of shootings. Advanced Peace Fellowship program is now running or set to launch in 9 cities, including Rochester, New York, Fort Worth, Texas, Sacramento, California, and another 18 cities are using elements of the program, according to Advanced Peace and law enforcement officials. Some law enforcement officials and political leaders have opposed the program. Advanced Peace Fresno, $1.8 million budget comes from the city, state, and nonprofit groups. Gary Bredenfield, a Republican city councilman, voted against funding the program because of the money provided to participants. I don't know why we would give people stipends to do the right thing. And he's right. You're right on the money, he said. That is a complete insanity and misuse of taxpayer funds. Amen. Advocates say the stipends are important to keep participants engaged in the program. They don't want to help themselves. We'll just pay them to do it. I know a lot of people who got allowances growing up. I know a lot of people who got a little extra dough when they did well in school, said Devon Bogan, chief executive of Advance Peace. These guys haven't had a childhood. And that's my fault? I mean, that's taxpayers' fault? We have allowances. I never got an allowance growing up. I'm telling the truth, I didn't. We got paid some time to do things, and that was just given to us as a privilege. They had money to pay us to do things. They fed us, but they did. And so they didn't have a childhood. So we're gonna make up to them, give them a childhood now, and pay them to be good little boys and girls, not that they're adults. Okay, Melody, there you go.
I do have a hat that says I am not an adult today.
I mean, I've looked at this and laughing and crying.
Yeah, I know.
And by the way, you may know this, probably do. 3 counties in Maryland is willing to join West Virginia. I guess you heard that already.
Yeah. There's always this stuff going on.
Oh, there's always going on. But this is, yeah. They're actually asking, they have delegates in Hedges County asking to leave the Maryland and go into West Virginia. I think Montgomery, Washington, and Garrett County. I want to come into West Virginia. I know it's not going to happen. It hasn't happened in any state since the war, Civil War anyway, but they're asking. So we'll move on from that. But I mean, what does it take for states and counties to want to separate from the union? I mean, New Hampshire has already put up a vote about seceding from the union. What's happening, folks? Our nation's crumbling. It's crumbling. Mm-hmm. It is. Now, we're talking about paying people not to shoot people, okay? Reno criminalizes possessing whips without a permit. Yep, in Reno you cannot own a whip without a permit.
Hey, Butch.
Yes.
I hate to break up that. That sounds really important.
Okay.
Yeah, but we have David in Massachusetts calling us today. Good afternoon, Dave.
How are you, Melanie and Butch?
Hello, Dave.
Just great, thank you.
Yeah, I was listening to what you were talking about, the guaranteed income. I'm the exact opposite. If somebody offers me something for free, the first thing I think of is, wait a minute, what does this person want in exchange for it?
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I realize that, wait a minute, it's unbecoming the nature of government for it to just simply hand out money without strings attached, right?
Very true. They never have.
Yeah.
I don't think government's changed.
No, human nature is the same in any day and age, past, present, and future. That, as Solomon said, there's nothing new under the sun, right?
Right.
That's right. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, all they expect from us is give them control. That's all they expect is control. Give them your life, okay. give them your body, give them your possessions, and they'll give you some money.
They just arrogate the first commandment to themselves. In other words, as I've said many times before, all a dictator, tyrant, despot, whatever you want to call them, all they are is just a mere finite, earthly, mortal human who wants to be God.
That's true. Very mm-hmm. true.
Yeah. Well, Phil, you're on tonight, I think, right?
Yes, I'm on tonight, yes. Yes.
Yeah, you have any good guests?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have Dr. Mikovits on tonight.
Oh, okay. Yep. Yeah, well, you know, hopefully I'll, you know, listen to you tonight.
All right.
Anyway, thank you, my call.
Oh, you're welcome. See you there. See you there. All right. And another, Mel, you got a couple of listeners out there that actually care about your program. I like that.
I have a couple of what? A
couple of listeners that like your program.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Thank you.
But anyway, I read them. This article is insane, but that's why I'm reporting it. In downtown Reno, people are carrying whips that don't know how to use them, apparently. And they're cracking whips, and it's making people think it's gunshots, and people are panicking. So they're going to outlaw whips in downtown Reno unless you get a permit from the city. So I just thought that was important we share that, because whips can be very dangerous. They can be used to sound like gunshots, and people panic and run for their homes and cry out for their mommies. So this is happening in Reno. Police say we don't want these things in amateurs' hands, cracking whips in the city streets. So I just thought that was interesting. I want to share that. Now, when you think about China or Russia, but we're talking about China here, we certainly know that these are communist states. Do we not know that, Melody?
We do.
And when you think about communism, you think about everybody being equally poor, everybody's enslaved with the same lifestyle, no matter what you are, a doctor, a lawyer, a ditch digger. Everyone has the same basic income and basic living standards. But that isn't true, folks. Even in a communist country, people get wealthy. Oh, yeah. They may pay more in taxes. They may be more controlled in a lot of ways, but they still get wealthy. Water tycoon is China's richest. It's China's richest as wealth crackdown batters Jack Ma. Water tycoon is China's richest. Bottled water tycoon Zhong Shanshan had become China's wealthiest person, according to an annual ranked released Wednesday, as the government campaign to rein in the super rich took a big bite of the fortunes of perennial frontrunners like Alibaba County co-founder Jack Ma. Zhong, in his late 60s, has seen his fortune swell, find the stock listings last year of his Nongfu Spring Mineral Water and separate pharma company, Wantai Biological Pharmacy Enterprise, which has tapped into the massive demand of COVID-19 test kits. He's worth $60.5 billion, according to the Huran Rich List, up 7%. So, folks, just because you're a communist country doesn't mean some individuals don't really get wealthy. Of course, always at the expense of other people. But he's got wealthy, and maybe he worked for it. I don't know. I shouldn't maybe word that in the wrong way. But there are people all around that are obviously in this country, and as ever around the world, are struggling to make it. But in communist countries, yes, you can get wealthy. You can. People think communism is where they take all the monies and divide it evenly among everybody. No, it doesn't work that way. It's a lot that way as far as taxation and control, obviously. But we're in America now where we have a decent earning for the middle class right now so far, although shrinking every year. But they take more and more every year in taxes. So this is communism, even in America. You can call it whatever you want to. It's called communism. You take from somebody to give somebody else. They steal from someone. They give from the rich, give to the poor. That's communism. Call it whatever you want. That's what it is. Any comments on that, Melody?
No.
I mean, I used to think that you live in Russia or China, they give you $20 a month no matter what you did. you know, whatever you did for a living. Drove a truck or was a doctor. Everyone got the same amount of money. But it doesn't work that way, does it?
No, it doesn't.
So, folks, don't think just because we can make more money, we're not communist. It doesn't work that way. We are being taxed to pieces. And Moderna chairman says booster could be yearly. Here we go. Moderna chairman Nablair Afeyan indicated on Tuesday that the company's COVID-19 shot could require yearly boosters. Now, how do you balance that out with the fact that if you get vaccinated, you can be a free man or woman again? You can go into all the restaurants, go to all the functions, but now they say they have to have a yearly booster. Folks, they've never discovered the virus yet. They don't know what it even looks like. But they say it's going to mutate. I'll give you boosters. It may well need an annual booster, potentially varying on a year-to-year or every few years basis as the virus varies. Afeyan said on the Fox Business Network during an interview on Morning with Maria. Afeyan added that the impact and death toll of the pandemic have been unlike anything experts have seen in the past century. Because of this, uncertainty surrounding what this virus may look like in the future is difficult to surmount. We just don't know how the virus is going to travel from being a pandemic all the way to potentially an endemic virus. We have to get used to living with, he said. So in other words, get used to this, folks. You're going to need a yearly shot at least. I think if we end up there, there'll be a continuous need for boosting. How long, Melody, are we going to play that game?
You know, and what's really amazing is with these boosters, no one even questions or even asks, how can they intermingle?
True.
I mean, they're different. You have Pfizer and Moderna, who are the RNA, and Johnson & Johnson and Astra are just given and presented as the typical flu shot process. It's processed the same way. So how can that give people a booster if they have the RNA? I mean, and people don't even ask questions. These boosters haven't even, the FDA approved it, CDC didn't. I mean,
true.
And Moderna has never even been approved, even from the initial vaccine. And it's like people don't care.
No, they don't. I'm laughing. It's not funny.
And it's like they don't even ask the question. And, I mean, they were that scared. They were scared. And hey, I mean, if Ebola was here and they came, I'd be the first one in line. You know, because that's deadly. But, yeah, I mean, everything is just, I don't get it. I just don't understand.
Well, you don't have to understand. Just obey. You know that already. Just obey. Don't worry about understanding.
Yeah, just obey. Yeah.
But New York Police Department top cop urges COVID vaccination before Friday deadline that could send quarter of force home without pay. So this Friday, if the cops don't get the shot, one fourth of them may be sent home without pay. I don't know how long it's going to last, if they comply or not. And also, ambulance and EMT first responders face crippling workforce shortage. Folks, we're destroying our own society. The police force in New York can't keep up with doing already with the full force. They can do it 25% less. And ambulance and EMT workers, we always think, well, you call 911, they're going to be there. What if they're not? They say most EMT and ambulance services see 100% turnover every 4 years, employees. 100% every 4 years already. What if they can't find people to work steady now? We always, mainly we've been blessed with the fact if we did need emergency help, we'd dial the number and somebody showed up. I mean, maybe not right away, maybe not even fast enough, but they did come as quick as possible, I believe. And they showed up to try to help, whether it be cops or EMT. But now we're seeing the fact that the cops may not be there, and EMT workers may have 10 calls and only have 2 workers. So what do you do? It's going to cause a disruption in people's lives, maybe even cost them their lives. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, it is.
So if you run a business, you have 100% employee turnover every 4 years, That's a lot of time and training expense trying to keep them moving and keep them together, isn't it?
You're right.
So, I don't know, folks. This is definitely coming together to be something I think we're going to see this winter that maybe won't be something that we look forward to. I keep telling you this over and over to prepare yourselves. I am still working right now preparing myself for the future. I'm meeting with some people this coming Tuesday to discuss some alternatives to electricity. I truly am, because I know this could get worse. If not for me, maybe if I pass away, at least my wife would have someplace, maybe somewhere somewhat secure to live. Or my children might. Call Melody and talk to her about what you can do about your finances. 800-375-4188. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. It's a free phone call. 800-375-4188. And ask her what you might be able to do to prepare yourself for what could be coming. No, not could be. It's going to be. Well, this winter or next year, I don't know. But it's coming. And surely you see all the signs pointing in that direction now. Surely you do. If you don't think it's happening, again, go out and buy a gallon of gasoline and a gallon of milk. And watch the inflation eat up what you have. While gold and silver maintain and grow, the dollar loses every day. Every day. All right, Melody.
Are we out of time?
We're out of time.
We are. Thank you, everyone, for listening today. And we'll return tomorrow. So until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
The bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.